Take off your pants! Unleash your true self. Real unicorns don't wear pants.
Hey, money-making unicorns. Have you ever wondered what the inside of a unicorn horn looks like? What do you think's in there, right? I was thinking about that the other day. These are the thoughts that I think. These are shower thoughts. Shower thoughts by Nicole Barker. What does the inside of a unicorn horn look like? And so in my mind, it's like a seashell, right? Like it kind of has like one of those spirals in there where it's like, kind of, that's how it grows. It grows like a seashell, how that grows. So it looks like one of those unicorn horn shaped seashells is what I've decided. Maybe there's a little critter in there. Probably too far, huh? So inside of the unicorn horn, this is really all about the ascending spiral staircase. And for those of you who are in the programs, you've heard me talk about this. And if you have caught any snippets of my novel, you also know there's a little bit about that in there. But the inside of the unicorn horn is this ascending spiral staircase, because none of my programs are taught in this like A to B fashion, right? We talk about A to B a lot, like, we are here and we want to go there. And in our minds, when we say things like A to B, we envision, like, close your eyes for a second, unless you're driving, of course, then please don't. just envision it on the road and ahead of you, is that point A is right here on the left. And then we walk about 10, 20 spaces. And then, you know, over there, there's point B. And it's this nice little clean, straight line of, you know, we just walk from A to B. And that's kind of what everybody sells. And like this whole thing of like, you know, it's very easy. You just do these steps and you'll get to where you're going to go. And it's going to be no big fucking deal. And then of course you get into these programs. That's never the fucking way it is, because that's not how life is, right? That's not how we learn. We don't learn from A to B. Like, that's not it. We have an ascending spiral staircase, right? Of thinking about point A being at the bottom of the stairs, right? And then point B is up on the next landing, because there's also, of course, point C and D and E until we, you know, run out of letters and start over and add sub A, right? A sub one. So it never ends. And we know that. But as we're going up this spiral staircase, imagine that pattern, right? Is that it's steps. So first of all, like, it's not smooth. Like, we're having to actually lift up our leg and create some effort and engage our muscles as we take one step up. And then as we're also stepping up, we are also turning inwards, right? And so it's creating this spiral effect where we actually have to turn our backs away from that point B. We can't see point B for a while. And this is what we like to call is the dark side of the staircase. We have the light side where we can still see exactly where we're going and everything feels pretty easy. This is the easy step of learning something, right? It's like, oh yeah, I can do this. And we get two or three steps in and then we realize like, oh shit, there's more to this than I thought there was. And it's a little bit harder. And then we get to step 4 and 5 and we're like, ooh, it's dark and scary back here. This is challenging and this is hard and I'm not sure if I can do it. And maybe I should turn around and go back down to point A where it's safe. And that's how we feel, because we're in the dark side of the staircase and we can't see the result. We start to lose sight of our goals. We get stuck back there and we think that it's going to be dark forever. And it's hard to keep going through the dark because we literally can't see in front of us. But as we start to work through that, right, get a little bit of bravery, suck it up a little bit, buttercup, and we come around that corner and we get into that next step of step 5 to step 6, and all of a sudden there's this little ray of light that just peeks through the darkness and it comes out and it's like, bing, and you see it and you're like, oh, there's that squirrely motherfucker. And then you can see point B again and you're like, oh, there it is. And so then you pick up the pace and you run around the rest of the steps and you get back to point B and you're like, oh, I made it. I'm here. I made it. Ooh, ooh. We have that feeling and we got there and we're out on the landing staring out on the new beautiful space that we're looking at from a new vantage point, because not only have we moved, right? But we've also elevated in the process, because we're going up this staircase. So even though point B is actually kind of like right on top of point A, so sometimes it feels like we're right back in the same motherfucking spot that we were in before, we're not, because we're at a higher level. And here's the thing, we can never be at the same spot that we were before as long as we've taken action. If you've taken any action at all, then you are not at the same point, right? How the fuck could you be? This is where people are like, oh, I have to start all the way over. bitch, you wish you could start over. There's no such thing as starting over. Like, if you go, like, this is how people feel when they change their niche, right? Like, they come in, they're like, I'm gonna be an online coach, and I'm gonna be a life coach. Like, okay, Becky, I'm gonna be a life coach. Like, okay, so what are you gonna coach people on life? Like, stuff and things and feeling good about themselves. Okay, Becky, so they go and they do all the things. And then, of course, they find out that that is a bullshit niche because it is not a niche. It is not a result. It's not specific. It doesn't help you to market at all if you're just, I just want to help people feel better about themselves. It doesn't mean anything. It's not, it doesn't hold any water. It's not tangible. And it's not actually something that people want because people can't even imagine feeling better about their lives because they're so stuck in their own shit. So Becky goes around the spiral staircase one time. And then she's like, I'm going to change my niche. I'm like, okay, what do you got this time, Beck? And she's like, okay, so this time I'm going to be a life coach that specifically helps people to navigate through their divorce. Like, okay, Becky, now we're getting somewhere. Now we got a little life experience. Like, you've been through a divorce. And she's like, yeah. And you know, I did it a lot better than a lot of other people. And you're like, oh, clarity, right? It's coming. And now she's at point B and she's made it. But she says this one thing to me. She says, oh, now I have to start over. Bitch, no, you don't. Because every single thing that you learned from point A to point B is now relevant. Yeah, you had a bullshit niche before, as we told you, but you went through the steps. You went out there, you tried. You got on a big scary live, right? You worked with a client or two and it wasn't all that great. You weren't getting paid what you wanted to do, but you do know it's possible. You met other people. You built your audience. Your group grew. All sorts of magical fucking things happened. You built self-assurance along the way. You built all that confidence in knowing how to set up a sales page and knowing how to build out a Facebook group and how to talk to your audience. Like, you learned so many things. You are not starting over. Point B is not point A. Even though it feels like it, because we're just one rung around that spiral staircase. We're just one little notch on the unicorn horn higher. Doesn't always feel like we made progress, but we fucking did. And when we can start to get our heads around that, we made progress, right? Say it out loud. I made progress. How does that feel, right? How does it feel to know that you made progress? Progress is the only true measure of success, because I'm telling you guys, no matter what, there's going to be someone who's making more money than you and someone who's making less money than you. So when are you successful? When you fucking decide you are. Progress is the only indication of success. So the more progress you make, the more you can claim that success and you can feel into it, right? Well, the only way that we can make progress is by fucking the fuck up and making mistakes and taking action, imperfect action, because perfect doesn't exist, right? So we're taking action, walking up that staircase. Going through the dark, scary side. That's what builds the fucking muscle. Think about your quads burning as you're going up that staircase, right? Just because you go up the stairs and you come back to that same little point and you see kind of the same things, but you're a little higher, it doesn't mean that your legs aren't stronger. Nope, they definitely are, because you walked up those steps, right? Give yourself credit. There's no such thing as starting over. There's no such thing as going to back to where you used to be, right? That's not how that goes. You are gaining experience with every motherfucking thing that you do. Mistakes included. Mistakes especially. This morning, my clients go through a set of modules, right? In the program that are inside of Teachable, and it's external to the group, right? So, but also when they finish each module, they're directed to go to a bonus live that I put inside of the Facebook group that I recorded back in July of 2020 when I first started my program, right? And so I kind of always have this feeling where I'm like, I don't want to watch the recordings from the past because I'm scared that they're going to be bad, right? I'm scared that they're going to be terrible and I'm going to feel a feeling about it and I'm going to want to re-record everything and start the fuck over, right? But today, one of my new clients, she just came in, about a week ago, she just came in. We had a great onboarding session and all the things. And so she's been taking action and she's in there kicking ass. It's always great to see that fucking people that just take that shit by storm. I love it. And so she's on module 4. And the way that I know that is because she commented on the bonus for number 4. So the bonus live for number 4 this morning popped up on my feed. And I was like, gonna watch this today. It's 45 minutes, right? And so I was like, I'm gonna watch this today, and I'm gonna listen, and I'm gonna feel the feelings and go through everything. So I turned this motherfucking thing on, expecting the worst, dreading it, right? And I talk a lot slower back then than I do now, which is interesting, right? But it's a different cadence, it's a different flow, it's a different level of self-assurance. I can speak a lot more like articulately and clearly about my concepts now, mostly because I've already said everything. You know, it's like I've already coached this somewhere in some capacity. Like I've said it in my head enough times where it feels clear and I don't have to kind of fumble with my words, so I can, it rolls out, it like spews easier, if that makes sense. And so it's a slower pace in there, but so I'm watching the thing and I'm like, damn, this is really good. This is a really good video. And I was watching it all, and I was like, as it was like rolling out, I had that feeling of the spiral staircase where I was like looking down at myself. I was like, oh, that was like, that was point like G, and I'm at like point, I don't know, LMNOP. I'm at LMNOP right now. And I was looking down at G, expecting G to be this haphazard, you know, mangled up mess of some bitch who didn't know what the fuck she was talking about. And it wasn't. It wasn't. It was like so succinct and straight to the point and like very clear. And I was like, oh my God, like this is great. And it was this segment about content, which, you know, I coach content endlessly. Like that's, I mean, it's so much of what I do is coaching content development and all the things. And so like watching it, I was like, wow, I was so impressed with my former self. And then this feeling came in about the staircase. And then the next layer hit me where I was like, how incredible is this? Like, I don't feel like I'm that much better than this person back here. Like in watching it, I'm like, I talk a little faster. Like that's the biggest difference. The biggest difference is that I talk a little faster. And then I like looked at the date, cause I was like, I gotta make sure that this is the right date. Like maybe I recorded these later than I thought I did or something like that. Right. Looking for the hole. And so I get in there and it, no, sure enough, July of 2020. And it was July 30th. And I thought to myself, wow, July 30th, I had only made $30,000 in my business total. I about that, like a little less, $28,000. I'd made, right? Yeah, $6,000. I'd made $6,000 in June, and then I made $22,000 in July. So at that time, I had made less than $30,000. I hadn't had my first 10K day yet. August would be when I had my first 10K day, and then I had a $50,000 launch after that. So in August, I made 60 grand, right? And then 3 months after that, I had my first six-figure month. So this is before any of that shit happened. I just barely got it started. And I was so clear and I was so articulate and I had so much of this like poise and this like angle of like knowing exactly what to tell them about how to use their content and how to reflect on it. Because what I was talking about in there was this concept of being able to post freely, because posting freely is what allows you to build this detachment to the outcome, right? Because, you know, it's like, oh my God, what if I post this post and it sucks? What if I do this live and it sucks? What if I do this podcast and it sucks, right? And this fear that holds us back, this fear of inaction, like kind of frozen feeling, right? Where you just freeze and don't do anything because you're so deathly afraid that you're going to fuck up. And so I was like, no. Like the whole point is that you fuck up. The whole point is that you do get crickets on some of those posts, because when you do get crickets, you realize that you don't die, right? Like, but did you die? Like, no, you didn't die. Like you didn't die. It wasn't the fucking end of the world. You got through it. You learned how to soothe. And I, you know, kind of relate it back to this piece, the next piece in the unit where it's going to teach you about how to soothe your core distressing emotions. And so I'm showing them that, like how to apply mindset to strategy. And I'm doing this when I've only made $30,000 in my business. And now I'm looking at it and I'm like, you know, I'm almost at 1.5 million. I'm almost at 1.5 million. And there's not, my hair is longer. my hair is about 6 inches longer than it is in the video, which is kind of amazing. I'm looking at my hair. I'm like, my hair has grown a lot. But not much else has changed. Like I'm looking at this person and I'm saying, I was expecting her to be so far behind me and she wasn't. And then there was that realization, right? Of like, it's just these tiny micro shifts. That's all it is. is that the version of me that was making $30,000 in my business and the version of me that's making $1.5 million is almost the same person. So that means that the person who's making $10 million or $20 or $100 million, that person is only a tiny bit different. Only a tiny bit different from where I am right now. I can be making exponential amounts of money, serving exponential amounts of more people with this. And it was so fucking mind-bending there because it doesn't take time. It only takes intention. And it's like, who do I need to become, right? Like, who do I need to become? What's the difference between that girl on that video and me now? The speed and flow of which I speak? Like, okay, like I can get down with that shit, right? I can get better at speaking. Like, we can all get better at that. You know, what did I not know back then that I know now? Like, what's the difference? And I kind of just started pulling all these angles apart. And it was so fascinating to like have that piece of self-reflection. So, I mean, go do this. Go back and watch some of your old content and see what's different. You know, like I always kind of talk about this on the other side of it of like, you know, watch your video from when you first did it, your first live, and it's so bad. It's so bad. And now watch how good your videos are now and give yourself that credit. But also go back and look at your old self when you were making less money than you are now and realize that you're not that different. You were still the same person that got up on the same side of the bed and, you know, liked the same foods and disliked the same people. Not that much has changed. Like, your brilliance is intact. Your brilliance is there. And you don't have to become way more brilliant to make way more money. It's just about positioning that brilliance in front of people and really being able to showcase it. It is these tiny little micro shifts that make the biggest motherfucking difference. How fucking cool is that? And so that's that kind of inside of the unicorn horn feeling, right? As you're walking up the spiral staircase, and remember to pause on the landing, right? Pause on the landing and yeah, look at the view. Do that. Right. And I think we get pretty good at that. We start to celebrate the wins and we feel like I made it, right? We start to give ourselves credit and those things, we get better and better at that. But add this extra piece. When you get up to the new landing at the new point and you look out over that beautiful new landscape that you get to see from a completely different vantage point because you've done the work and you've climbed, right? And your legs are a little bit burny and you know, you're a little bit more fit for the work you've done. You've built some motherfucking muscle. You've got some motherfucking experience. You've wiped those tears. You've done the thing. Also, look down. Look down and see how far you have come, but also realize that it's still you. You're still you. You're still the same you that was doing all the shit before that wasn't doing these incredible things. Like, it's just not that different. And so when you realize that and you turn and you look up and you see all of those steps and that's so much higher and that's that big giant space to close the gap between elemental P and fucking W, right? Like, there's so many more stairs to climb. But you're so close because you are the version of you plus two holes filled, right? Plus two tiny little fucking shifts. Two tiny little shifts take you from $1 million to $10 million. It's not this big giant gap to close anymore because the gap between fucking B and elemental P was not that big as far as you as a human. It's the most incredible fucking realization. So bite into that a little bit. Bite into that a little bit for you and go find that point of reference to find where it's like, okay, like I was making this much money and I was doing these things and I was this much happy. But when I look at me, I'm not that different than I am now. Find those differences because they're relevant, right? Those differences are relevant. But also look at how much is the fucking same. It's so incredible, right? So motherfucking incredible. And when you start to get caught up in the fear, as we do, right? What ifs? What if this and what if that? I want you to think about something, right? What is the worst case scenario? And you know, I don't often do this for you guys. I don't often talk about this stuff because I like you to be focused on the results and I like you to focus on the feeling of the result. But I also want to offer you this other kind of strategy of realizing this concept of like, but did you die? Right? Like, look back into your life and realize how much you've survived. How many fucking pitfalls, how many things where you were like, oh my God, this is the end of the world. And then it wasn't, right? Like, it wasn't the end of the world. It wasn't as bad as you thought it was going to be. Or maybe it was, but you still got the fuck back up and you did it again. Give yourself that motherfucking credit of the stairs you have climbed. And don't tell me that you haven't climbed any stairs, because you motherfucking have. Give yourself credit for that shit. And look at it. Look at your fear. Okay? There's this thing of like, okay, you know, what if I lost it all? Okay, what if I lost it all? All right, so what if I woke up tomorrow and I just crashed the empire and my Facebook group was gone and I had no money in my bank account and I was just at zero, right? I was just at zero. What if? Okay, well, I mean, that would suck, right? That would suck. That would be pretty, pretty bad. But now I have this skill set that I can make money. I mean, doing anything. I can make money doing anything. I could get up tomorrow. If I had to rebuild the Facebook group tomorrow, I could. I could do that. I could rebuild a new Instagram. I could set things up again. And, you know, like my mortgage would be due in a month. Like, okay, well, you know, what are my monthly bills? How could I make this happen? Like, I could like tap on my little unicorn horn, tap, 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 and say, okay, how can I make enough money to cover the mortgage? Because that's bare essentials, right? We gotta have enough money for the mortgage and the kids and the food and all the things, right? So it's like, okay, tap, tap, tap. Like, it's like, okay, like I could release a program tomorrow. Like literally like today, I could release an offer today and make tens of thousands of dollars. Maybe it wouldn't be the offer that I wanted, right? Maybe it wouldn't be like, quote unquote, charging what I'm worth, right? But if I needed to create this kind of influx, like I could sell my $10,000 program for $997 and make it happen, right? Would I want to do that? No, but I bet I could get, you know, 100 people to buy my $10,000 thing for $997 and make enough money to fucking figure it out this month and clear all the bills and pay all the staff and make it happen. Would it be ideal? No, of course it wouldn't be motherfucking ideal. But I have the skill sets, because the fact of the matter is if you take away all of my money and all of my things and all of my assets, I'm still me, right? I've still climbed those stairs. I still have those fucking rock solid, hard quads and, you know, my glutes look amazing because I've done the fucking work. And so even if you take everything away from me, I don't go back down to point A. I'm still at point LMNOP because I'm still me. I might not have the stuff, but I have the skill sets. I have the experience. I have the fucking know-how. I have the resources, right? I could make it happen in a completely different way this time. So it's not that bad, right? It's not that bad. And so when we start to strip away those fears and we start to look at things like a little bit more tangibly, our fears become ridiculous. And as they become ridiculous, they lose potency. Insert Harry Potter here, right? That's how we get rid of our fears, is that we turn it into something ridiculous, right? Remember that scene? And so when we turn it into something ridiculous, it's like, okay, well, I'm sitting here worrying about losing it all. But what does losing it all really mean? So take your biggest, scariest what if and break it down into what actually would happen, instead of letting it be this like hypothetical nonsense of like losing it all, drama, it would be a Lifetime show. Like, no, like let's talk about what that really means. Okay, when I say lose it all, like what is that? Like, oh, like my whole business? Like that's not losing it all. That's a little extreme to say losing it all, to say losing my money, right? Losing my money is not losing it all, because I'm not losing myself. So let's be more accurate, because our language pattern matters, right? The words that we say. How about this one? You guys know this one? I'm starving. How often have you said that? Bitch, are you really starving? Like, no. But when you say it out loud and you say, I'm starving, you're telling your body that it's starving. So it starts storing the fat, because it doesn't fucking know the difference, right? It doesn't know the fucking difference of if we really are going to starve or not. For all it knows, like you could be heading out into the fucking Alaska wilderness today, like a crazy person just on foot. Say, well, we better hold on to these fucking peanuts we ate today then if we're really fucking starving. Our brain doesn't know the difference between if it's real or not. So don't tell it that it's starving. It's not, right? I'm hungry. That's accurate, right? Losing it all, that's not accurate. What if I lost all my money? Like, okay, we can make a plan for that, right? So take your fears and make them into what they really are. Don't exaggerate. Don't drama things, right? We don't need to add drama and trauma to everything. I know it's really sexy and really exciting for reality TV shows and Kardashian land and all that bullshit. But quite honestly, it doesn't serve you when you're building belief patterns to try and create a successful, happy, fulfilled life to say things like, I'm starving and I'm scared that I'm going to lose it all. let's be accurate with our linguistic patterning so that we can really address the core distressing issues here instead of making mountains out of motherfucking molehills, right? That's the same when it comes to that unicorn spiral, right? I'm never going to get there. I'm never going to make it. Never is a big fucking word, Becky. Let go of that shit. Never is a big fucking word, right? Okay. Are you never going to get there? Probably not the case, right? Are you maybe not getting there in the as fast as you want in the way that you planned? That is definitely the case. That is definitely how it works. Because point A to point B is not 10 steps in one fucking direction. It is a spiral staircase ascending, and it's hard and it's scary. And there's the back of it, right? There's the back of it where there's no light and you can't see where the fuck you're going. And during the back, that back of the staircase, that is when you're building true self-assurance, because you're learning to walk in the dark. You're learning to trust yourself. You're learning to allow yourself to take steps, even though it's uncomfortable. And you are learning to be comfortable being uncomfortable. And that is where the real muscle is formed. We don't build muscle when it's easy. We build muscle in the wobble. Okay. When we wobble, when we fall down, getting back up is what creates the muscle. So if we never fall down, we would never have the inclination to get back up. And if we never had the inclination to get back up, we would never build the muscle that it really takes to get to the next motherfucking level. And that's how it all fucking works, right? So allow yourself to fail. Allow yourself to see challenges as opportunities. And allow yourself to climb that fucking unicorn horn one motherfucking stair at a time, knowing that it is an ascending spiral staircase and you don't go backwards. You only go forward because you're building experience. And experience and progress is the true motherfucking measure of success. So stop fucking around and start climbing, bitches. No pants required. For more trouble, go to realunicornsdontwearpants.com, hit that subscribe button, and remember, #fuckpants.